Hour with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm fantastic.
Good morning, Melbourne. Coming up on the show today, I've nearly lost my voice.
Yeah, I've noticed funny, you're getting a little bit of a cold.
Just going to get through today.
Maybe you need some garlic. I ate so much raw garlic last night, so if anyone wanted to pass me this morning, they'd probably pass out.
I like the smell of garlic, though.
Do you? Come over here and I'll give you a little pash.
Also, I dreamt about you last night.
Did you?
I want to tell you about
that. I had the most vivid dream. It was so clear and it actually freaked me out.
Really?
Yeah, it was amazing.
We'll talk about that. There's a new hashtag for the marriage equality vote.
Yes.
Plus, a couple have been caught having sex in a weird place.
Right.
I dreamt about you last night.
Did you?
Yeah, it was really clear. I don't know what happened, but I was in an apartment. It wasn't my apartment, but it was in the dream.
Yes.
And I was with a partner, but it's none of my exes.
Right.
It was some guy.
Yeah.
But he was definitely my partner. He had a bald head. Completely
lovely.
No hair whatsoever.
Yep.
No facial hair. Mm.
Was it a shiny bald head?
It was a shiny bald head. There was broken glass on the floor.
Oh, my God.
And he was getting angry with me because I wasn't sweeping it up. And I was on the phone to you and you were crying your eyes out over this broken glass going, you shouldn't have to clean it up for him. Why is telling him to clean it up himself?
This is quite symbolic. Yeah. How I am with your partner.
Yeah, it was so clear. So, and then, of course, my alarm went off and I woke up.
This is quite symbolic. We'll have to unpack this later on because I love the idea of broken glass.
Broken glass. Yeah, you were really upset.
Me being on the phone saying to you, you don't have to put up with abuse and this. Wow.
How's that?
That is so symbolic.
What was your dream?
My dream was really confronting one, but it was a beautiful dream. I dreamt of one of my first best friends. In fact, the first girl that ever came up to me in grade prep. I couldn't speak English. Traumatised child.
Mm.
My parents were from Greece, obviously, but I was born here, but they never spoke to me in English. So when I went to grade prep, no idea how to speak English at all. The first girl that came up to me, her name was Heidi, and I used to call her Heidi. And she took me along and would speak to me because she was Greek. I had a dream that I was with her last night. I was living in Switzerland. I don't know how I worked out it was Switzerland, but it was Switzerland. And I was hanging out with her because she's older and I've seen her now as a grown woman and she's so sexy and beautiful.
So you have seen her? You didn't just formulate this picture in your mind?
I saw her 20 years on when I was working at a shop and she was working at another one and we bumped into each other. And I just remember thinking, oh my God, you are so stunning. She's incredibly beautiful. But in the dream, I was pining after her. I was crazy. Her, I was in love with her in my dream.
Wow.
It was really strange.
I'd love to know what
and
all this...
And I was in Switzerland, out of all places.
I'd love to know what all this stuff means and how you interpret
Maybe
it.
Maybe I'm longing a beautiful woman with the name of Heidi.
Maybe. Any Heidis
out
there?
I'm going to give her a call today, though. I need to let her know how I feel.
Yeah, you should. Talk about it. Anastasia, where's the weirdest place you've had sex?
Oh, God, I've had weird places. Back of a ute, and it wasn't with Kevin Bloody Wilson. I've had it in toilets, shopping centres,
I've had the back of the ute too.
Have you?
And a tram.
Yeah, it's nice outside, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Bit of air.
If it's warm, it's nice. Air. Well, a couple have been filmed having sex next to a graveyard.
Oh,
now, I'm not sure I'd go that far. I think I'd have a...
Let them rest.
I'd be too scared.
Look, you'd want to let them rest in peace, wouldn't you?
But imagine if you were doing it and someone tapped you on the back or something.
That's
jump
quite
out of
hilarious.
Your skin. Anastasia, yesterday I ordered my lunch.
Did you?
And
what did you have? Talk us through
it. It was just a salad with some hard-boiled eggs on it. Pretty simple. But the guy...
How many eggs, sorry?
Three.
It's a lot of eggs.
I like
eggs,
my eggs.
Yeah,
I like my protein.
I can tell.
He sneezed.
Oh. Well, I beg your pardon.
And he sneezed and he kind of put it in his hand and he didn't wash his hands. And I said to So I said to him,
Hold on, did he have gloves on?
No.
Not that that makes a difference.
No, but it was just.
I've been in the food industry.
You know, like he had the tongs and things, but I was looking and I was watching. And
did he sneeze on the salad?
Well, it sort of did.
Maybe he thought extra dressing.
Extra dressing. I don't know what it was, but I thought to myself, okay, what do I do here? Because I'm uncomfortable eating it.
Oh, my, hello?
And I told him, I said, look, I actually don't want that until you wash your hands. And the woman next to me looked at
wash
me
your
as
hands,
if I was.
You sneeze on yourself.
I know, as I was. Some sort of
don't
jerk.
Worry about his hands. He sneezed on your salad.
What would you have done?
I would have, honestly, when it comes to stuff like that, I'm not kidding, I would have said, excuse me, I've decided I don't want the salad, and I'd walk away. There is no way that I'd pay a good $12 or $15 for a salad that someone sneezed on it.
Would you go back to the joint?
I would never go back. I mean, look, you don't have to do much these days to put someone off, especially when it comes to food, yeah?
Like, yeah.
That is really, really hideous.
The other thing I don't get is when they have their glove on to handle the money, but they like to so that they keep...
Yeah, and then they keep then serving they hand, the, same, yeah. the same glove.
What's the point?
Yeah, and money is dirty, isn't it?
It's
so dirty.
So filthy.
God knows what it's been wiped with.
So you reckon I was in my right to actually do? To
I can't believe you've eaten a salad that's been sneezed.
I didn't eat it. Hey, there's a new hashtag. It's hashtag they get to vote.
Wow.
And it's set up by Josh Thomas.
Yeah.
And it's where you say the homophobic abuse you've received or witnessed and remind the no people, you know, what team they're on. So if you have any abuse or you see any stuff out there in the press that is offensive, hashtag they get to vote.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
fantastic.
Have a look
Josh
at
Thomas,
it.
Thank you.
I ran into a boss from about, I reckon, 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
Last week. Well, he sort of looked at me and he just nodded and winked. But it took me back to him and what he was like. And I was working on an IT system ages ago. And he would come in. He was so rude to me. He would he would bring work that I had done in a folder and he would slam it on the desk in front of me.
You're
and
he'd
say, "This is crap. This is absolute crap." And you could tell he had some problem with me. I don't know what it
probably
was. And then
like he had a problem.
He would pick on the car I was driving. It was a horrible time. And of course, I was very young and very nervous, and it was my first IT job, and I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
And I wanted to actually just grab him.
He sounds like a real bully.
He was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. What was your worst boss?
Oh, look, I've had a lot, but the most recent that I can remember is one guy who I used to actually visit him in his business for years, and thought he was actually a really lovely man until I started working for him. I'll never forget this. He would order bread. He wouldn't pay for extra to get it sliced, right? So he'd get the whole loaf in and you'd have to slice it to order. So if people would order a sandwich or whatever, you'd have to slice it. Now, he had the cheapest, crappiest op shop knives you can find, the most bluntest serrated knives, and you'd be cutting to order and be really busy. And if it wasn't straight, he would scream at you in front of the customer. So he pulled me up once and said, "Listen, I've been thinking about things and you really need to pick up your pace." He said, "Look at the bread." And he picks up the loaf and he's like, "Look at it. It's not straight."
In front of the customers.
Yeah. And I'm like, "Okay." I said, "But have you had a look at the knife? Like, it's not a sharp knife. It's actually really hard." He's like, "I'm not, you know how we discussed about giving you a pay rise? I'm not going to give you a pay rise. Like, you really need to pick up your pace.
Because you cut the bread wrong."
And I was just like, "You are the biggest knob." But the moment I challenged him, my hours started decreasing every week to the point where I only had 5 hours. So I had no choice but to leave, of course. But it was absolutely horrible. And I'm kind of like excited about bumping into him.
You haven't read anything.
You know that feeling of revenge of just going,
isn't that a thing where that people create a workplace that you can't actually work in?
Yeah,
isn't there a term like constructive dismissal?
Absolutely.
Or
I mean,
that?
He made it virtually impossible for me to stay there. And a lot of the people that were working for him were actually very, very scared of him. And for me, it was too hard because I'm a challenging person. I'll challenge you, so I'm not the perfect worker.
What would you say to him now if you ran into him?
I'd probably just pull his ponytail while he's not watching and then run.
Slice it crooked.
You know, I love strangers. I get really excited when I don't know people.
You borrowed a mobile phone off a stranger last year.
Yeah,
didn't
you? Exactly. I'll talk to a stranger. Especially if I'm sitting in a cafe and I'm on a communal table, any opportunity to speak to somebody, I'm there.
Did your parents ever say to you, "Do not talk to them"?
Hello.
And you just ignored that.
Absolutely. So yeah, I'm surprised that I'm so out there. What about you?
I'm much more comfortable talking now. But I remember, like, as growing up, I was really scared.
Yeah.
This fear.
So will you talk to a stranger now if they come up to you?
Well, it depends what they come up to me and do. If they're coming up and they're sort of going to hit me on the head, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
But if they're friendly,
yeah.
I would. There was a new equality campaign ad last night on The Bachelor.
Oh, yes. My favourite show. Do you watch it?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't watch it. But the ad featured moving real wedding footage contributed by members of our community, and it urged all Australians to vote yes for every Bachelor and Bachelorette
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Which is really good. So, and it was organised by the major sponsor of the show, so it's got some great airtime in primetime TV. And they said choosing the Bachelor finale was the purposeful move to not only target a certain demographic, but to make the point that everyone should have the right to get married.
Yes. Well, that's a good time to be airing it, isn't it, during Bachelor?
Absolutely.
Now, I never watch Bachelor, and I never will, but I am going to watch Bachelorette, which starts next week with Sophie, I've forgotten her surname.
Monk.
Yeah, she's so good and so funny. Hey, speaking of equal rights and marriage. Church cancels wedding because bride and groom supported gay marriage on Facebook.
What?
So they had planned to get married at this church, right?
Yeah.
And the bride-to-be did a Facebook status update about the postal survey, and the church found out about it and went, "We refuse to marry y'all."
Oh.
How disgusting is that? And you know what? The positive side of this is that why would you want to be married by a knob like that?
Yeah, exactly. But was the church...
You know, you're celebrating your love. Like, it's a... I mean, I know it's horrible, but hello?
Is the church trolling through her Facebook page
or God
something?
No.
Or is a member of the community gone, she's posted something
Yeah,
about...
Well, if you want to read about the article, get onto The Age today and you can read it properly. Hey, now listen, you've started meditation, haven't you?
Yeah, I have been going. It's queer meditation. Yes. And I reckon there must have been about, I don't know, 40 people there.
Wow.
I don't know. It was one of the biggest I've ever seen.
No, not. Any good lookers?
Or? Yeah, there's a good mix of men and women.
Yep. Do you close your eyes or keep them open?
I close.
Right, okay.
Where we're doing the meditation, I close. Right. Sometimes I peek.
Yes.
And have a
I'd
look.
I'd be peeking too.
Yeah.
I could never go with you. We've talked about this before, but can you
We'd
imagine
be giggling,
you and me?
Because someone snored. And it wasn't me. And
that would be me, I reckon.
And I lost it because I was in my zen place, yeah. And then it brought me right back. And then I started to get the giggle, so I had to focus.
The trick is don't lie down. Do they let you lie down? Do you have to sit up?
You can do either. But we had one meditation this week where you had to focus at something on the wall. So I focused at this spot on the wall on the other side of the room. And then it started moving, and it was a fly.
Oh, that's a spot.
And I got the giggles over that.
I'd probably focus on someone's mole or something. You know what I mean?
There was a piece in the conversation recently. Mm. It was talking about the attractiveness in the voice, and it's how important it is for the impressions we give our potential partners.
Right, okay.
And one study showed that people who reported being more sexually experienced and sexually active were rated to have more attractive voices by strangers.
Wow.
And apparently we've got the ability to change the attractiveness of our voice.
Yes.
And we do it unconsciously.
Wow. So, we do it unconsciously so we can mate.
That's right. So women sometimes apparently modify their voice to sound most attractive
sexy
during the most fertile part of their cycle.
While they're
ovulating. And men also modify the pitch in their voice.
The pitch,
But specifically when...
I think if yours goes more pitchy,
confronted with potential competitors in dating scenarios.
Look, let's go there. Let's try. Let's pretend we don't know each other.
All
okay,
right.
And we're in a bar.
Okay, we'll go. Go to the bar. I'll say, oh, hi.
Okay, so, hi.
What's your name?
So pretend I'm sitting at the bar and I've just ordered a champagne. Hold on.
That's a lovely pair of overalls you're wearing.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What does that little button say on your overalls?
Are you a trampoline? Because I want to bounce on you. No, like, honestly, like, do you come here a lot?
Do you like sleeping? Cool, we should do it together sometime.
Okay, then. Do you want to go... On an 8, I'll give you a D later. It's not working, is it?
Nah.
We're not sexually appealing
we're
to
not,
anybody.
We're not sexually.
We've ruined.
I'm walking away. I'm going to walk away.
But do you change your voice though?
I don't know. It's a bit hard now because I've got a bit of a cold. But
yeah, does it go a little bit pitchy or not?
I wonder if a threat came in, if I would.
Yes.
If another threat were put on that, I don't know. Anastasia, science has now delved into what type of breakup hurts the most.
Really? I would have broken up with you the way you tried to pick me up at the bar. Oh, my God, no effort whatsoever. You weren't attracted to me.
I wasn't interested.
It turned to crap, didn't it?
Well, a new study from Cornwall University shares that the most hurtful breakup is being dumped for someone else.
Oh,
which there's
that just
a type,
broke
there's
my heart thinking about it.
Absolutely. Another observation made by the researchers was that if those who were rejected felt like they weren't getting answers to why they were being let go, they would try desperately to search for them, even if it included a lot of pain. And if they couldn't get the answer, then they'd assume that someone new was in the picture.
Well, you would, wouldn't you, if you're not getting the same affection and have kind of just disappeared.
Have you ever been dumped for someone else?
No, I haven't actually been dumped for someone else. Well, I probably have, but I wouldn't know. I didn't know about it at the time. But that's always been the biggest fear, especially when I'm into someone and I'm actually falling for someone. Even in the beginning, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I hope they don't fall in love with someone else. So that's my abandonment fears. But I reckon that's my worst fear, being dumped for somebody else. It's a lot of ego involved for feeling that way. But, God, it's painful. It's
very, very hurtful. I have been.
Have you?
Yeah, I got dumped. This guy went back to his ex. The ex was hanging around. He was going, no, we're just friends, we're just friends. But it turns out they weren't friends.
How long were you with this guy for a while?
For about 2 years, I reckon.
Were you in love with him?
Oh, so in love.
Oh, no.
It was really sad.
And how did you find out? Did he just say to you, look, it's not working, Warren?
Well, to his defence, he was honest. Yes. And I appreciated the honesty. So it perhaps wasn't as bad as what it would have been if I'd just found out. But did definitely hurt.
What about the reverse? Have you ever dumped someone for someone else?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. But scientists also explained that it's a good idea if you do dump someone or reject them to let them know why.
Yeah, well, that would be nice. Who are these scientists, by the way?
It's the University of Maryland.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.